Part 1. Listening. Listen to part of a tour around Moscow. Then do the following tasks. You will hear the text twice. Now you have 15 seconds to read the tasks. Now we are ready to start.
We are now standing at Teatralnaya Площадь, Theater Square, in Moscow. If you look around, you will see at least three rather easily recognizable buildings. Can anyone name them?
Yes, that building behind us, across the street, is my hotel, the Metropole Hotel. Terribly expensive, but totally worth it. The restaurant with the skylight where I have breakfast. Man, it's gorgeous. The food is good, too.
That's right. It's the famous Metropole Hotel, built in 1905 in the Art Nouveau style. If you look up at the top of the building, you will see a beautiful mosaic by the famous Russian artist Mikhail Vrubel. The mosaic is called the Princess of Dreams. All right. Any other buildings you recognize?
Yes, this one in front of us. It's the Bolshoi Theater. I saw Don Quixote here yesterday, a beautiful ballet, and I had a really good seat.
That's right. It's the Bolshoi Theater. This building was built in 1825. Do you recognize anything else? Anyone?
Well, I don't really recognize anything. But this building here, to the right of the Bolshoi, reminds me of English architecture. We call it Neo-Gothic or Gothic Revival. I could easily imagine seeing this building anywhere in London.
Well done. This is Central Department Store. Zoom. And it was indeed built in 1908 in the Gothic Revival style. Well, the interesting thing is, all these buildings are in one way or another connected with the British colony that existed in Moscow in the 18th, 19th, up to the early 20th century. The Bolshoi Theatre was founded by an Englishman, Michael Madox, in 1780. It was a different building back then, which later burned down, and was called the Petrovsky Theatre because this street here is called Petrovka. The Metropole Hotel was designed by a Scottish architect, William Wolcott, whose family had moved to Russia well before he was born. As for the Central Department Store, ZUM, it was built by two Scotsmen that owned it, Andrew Muir and Archibald Mirrlees. This was the first department store in Moscow. Many famous people loved shopping here, including the writer Anton Chekhov, who bought everything from clothes to writing paper and envelopes here. Another famous Russian writer, Leo Tolstoy, didn't like the store, but his wife and daughters loved it and often shopped here.
Now you have 20 seconds to fulfill the tasks. Now listen to the text again.
We are now standing at Teatralnaya Площадь, Theater Square, in Moscow. If you look around, you will see at least three rather easily recognizable buildings. Can anyone name them?
Yes, that building behind us, across the street, is my hotel, the Metropole Hotel. Terribly expensive, but totally worth it. The restaurant with the skylight where I have breakfast. Man, it's gorgeous. The food is good, too.
That's right. It's the famous Metropole Hotel, built in 1905 in the Art Nouveau style. If you look up at the top of the building, you will see a beautiful mosaic by the famous Russian artist Mikhail Vrubel. The mosaic is called the Princess of Dreams. All right. Any other buildings you recognize?
Yes, this one in front of us. It's the Bolshoi Theater. I saw Don Quixote here yesterday, a beautiful ballet, and I had a really good seat.
That's right. It's the Bolshoi Theater. This building was built in 1825. Do you recognize anything else? Anyone?
Well, I don't really recognize anything. But this building here, to the right of the Bolshoi, reminds me of English architecture. We call it Neo-Gothic or Gothic Revival. I could easily imagine seeing this building anywhere in London.
Well done. This is Central Department Store, Zum, and it was indeed built in 1908 in the Gothic Revival style. Well, the interesting thing is, all these buildings are in one way or another connected with the British colony that existed in Moscow in the 18th, 19th, up to the early 20th century. The Bolshoi Theatre was founded by an Englishman, Michael Madox, in 1780. It was a different building back then, which later burned down, and was called the Petrovsky Theatre, because this street here is called Petrovka. The Metropole Hotel was designed by a Scottish architect, William Wolcott, whose family had moved to Russia well before he was born. As for the Central Department Store, Zum, it was built by two Scotsmen that owned it, Andrew Muir and Archibald Miralles. This was the first department store in Moscow. Many famous people loved shopping here, including the writer Anton Chekhov, who bought everything from clothes to writing paper and envelopes here. Another famous Russian writer, Leo Tolstoy, didn't like the store, but his wife and daughters loved it and often shopped here.
You have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of part 1.